سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر. Exalted is Allah. Praise be to Allah. There is none worthy of worship except Allah, and Allah is the greatest. The two methods are as follows. Method 1. After reciting Surah Al-Fatiha and a surah in the first rak'ah, remain standing and recite the above tasbih 15 times. Then go into ruku', bowing, and recite it 10 times after the tasbihs of ruku'. After the ruku', recite the tasbih 10 times in the standing position. In sajda, prostration, recite the tasbih 10 times after the tasbihs of sajda. In the sitting posture between the two prostrations, recite the tasbih 10 times. In the second sajda, recite the tasbih 10 times also. After the second sajda, instead of standing up immediately, remain seated and recite the tasbih 10 times. Thereafter, stand for the second rak'ah. The same procedure is followed in each of the four rak'ahs. Method 2. In this method, 300 tasbihs are also recited. The only difference is that the tasbih will be recited 15 times after the initial dua of the prayer, thana, before Surah Al-Fatiha, and then 10 times after reciting a surah before ruku'. This second set of 10 will be in place of the 10 that are recited after the second prostration of every rak'ah, as mentioned in the first method. Note, according to the first method, the tasbih will be recited 10 times before the tashahhud in the second and fourth rak'ahs. According to the second method, the tasbih will not be recited before the tashahhud in the second and fourth rak'ahs, since it will have already been recited in the initial standing posture. Intention for this prayer is that one is performing four rak'ahs salatu tasbih. There are no specific surahs to be recited in salatu tasbih. One should not count the number of tasbihs verbally, since this will invalidate the prayer. One can keep track of how many tasbihs one has recited by moving the fingers slightly or pressing them down slightly. If the tasbihs of a particular posture are omitted, then they should be recited in the next posture. For example, if the tasbihs before Surah Al-Fatiha are omitted, they should be recited at the end of the recitation. And if the tasbihs between the two prostrations are omitted, they should be recited in the second prostration.